News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than 200,000 US soldiers have travelled through Shannon Airport over the last 3.5 years. That's according to new figures from the Department of Transport. And with us now to discuss what this means in terms of, I suppose, Irish neutrality is Dr. Edward Hogan, who is a neutrality campaigner and a former member of the Defence Forces. Good morning to you. Firstly,
good morning.
Your reaction to that figure of over 200,000 troops passing through Shannon. Do you have a perspective on it, please?
Yes, clearly it's a lot of soldiers, even worse in fact over the last 25 years. Up to 4 million armed US troops have passed through Shannon Airport, and this is very clearly a clear breach of international laws and neutrality, and it effectively means Ireland is no longer neutral, in spite of our various ministers saying it's fully in keeping with Irish tradition and neutrality. It most certainly is not.
Well, they, to be devil's advocate here, Edward, they would exactly say that. And they would say that we aren't, we may be militarily neutral, but we aren't politically neutral. And they would say that the US is one of our closest allies and a friendly nation. And of course, we would let them pass through our airspace and our airports. Their argument is that that doesn't interfere with our neutrality. How do you say that is wrong, what they're saying?
Well, first of all, Russia is not an enemy of Ireland, and the US and NATO in particular have been in gross breach of international laws, particularly since the 9/11.
Well, I don't think the US troops are anything to do with Russia. What's the relevance of Russia here?
Ireland as a neutral country should be making friends with all other countries.
Edward, just to come back to that point, we're politically not neutral. So for example, we support Ukraine with regard to the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. We would be supporters of Ukraine. We're just militarily neutral. We don't act.
Well, we are not militarily neutral. Ireland has been supplying what's been called non-lethal military equipment.
Yeah.
And training. There is no such thing as non-lethal military equipment. All military equipment is used to kill people, whether it's a Land Rover. And we are also providing training for Ukrainian soldiers to help them to kill Russian soldiers. This is not neutrality by any manner or means.
So what are you calling on the government to do?
I'm calling on the government to keep with the wishes of the Irish people. Over 70% of them wish to maintain positive, active Irish neutrality. It's in no benefit to the Irish people to become involved in wars. And we are assisting one side in a war in Ukraine. Also, at the moment in particular, with virtual genocide happening in Gaza, there are aircraft going through Shannon Airport and through Irish airspace. It's are very likely supplying equipment to Israel.
Well, should we not be friends with Israel? You said we should be friends with everybody.
We should be friends with the Palestinian people who at the moment are being killed in huge numbers.
Edward, you're kind of contradicting yourself. We shouldn't be friends with Ukraine. We should be politically neutral in the Russian-Ukrainian situation, but we should side with
the
Palestinians.
Of course, we should be friends with all countries.
Okay.
But we should not be militarily supporting any country as a neutral country.
So should we be friends equally with Israel?
Yes, but we should not be supporting Israel in their genocide. Gross breaches of international law are occurring. We are supporting the US, who is the main supplier of weapons to Israel.
Ah, right.
And some of these weapons are going, we now know that are going to Irish airspace. It's also likely that some of them are going through Shannon Airport.
Okay. Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. We do appreciate it. That is Dr. Edward Hogan there, a neutrality campaigner and former member of the Defence Forces. Love to know people out there think this morning. It is a contentious issue. People have a variety of views on how Shannon is used and indeed on our neutrality. 087-1400-106 is the WhatsApp.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.